Hi, my name is Joanna.
Hi, my name is Arthur.
And hi, my name is Alexis.
Welcome to our podcast. We are going to be discussing the human-environment interaction in Colorado. Destination Colorado, Kyoto, 1920. Now, since our theme is human-environment interaction, you might be asking yourself, what is human-environment interaction? Well, human-environment interaction is basically when a group of people or citizens or a town is facing some kind of situation, whether in this case, Destination Colorado, Kyoto. So imagine a sunny day. It's quiet, everything's good, normal, like every day, and suddenly there's a storm. This storm corrupts the peace that you're having at your home, and everything blacks out completely. And after 10 hours, 11 hours, the sun comes out, and guess what? The country or the city that you lived in is no longer how it was. It's different and it's destroyed. This event happened in the 1920s, and now Kyoto is known as a ghost town. It's no longer the town that it was, and it will never be. My name is Joanna.
My name is Alexis.
My name is Arthur.
And we will be discussing three themes. One of them will be
the Rocky Mountain National Park,
the Stanley Hotel,
and mine will be the Red Rocks. Hello, my name is Joanna, and I will be discussing the prehistory and evolution of Red Rocks. It's a beautiful evening. The landscape is covered with abundant nature, breathtaking mountains, and although the view projects a pretty peaceful environment, the wild crowd and the vibrant energy corrupts the harmony, while the amphitheater carries within the most beautiful memories Red Rocks ever had, and can't be more satisfied with what presents in front of it. Although what has become of Red Rocks is pretty astonishing, we must never forget that this territory did not always belong to humans. Years ago, the Red Rocks territory was filled with creatures that haven't ever seen by the human society, dinosaurs. It's perhaps a blessing. The land carries crystal clean water, green and delicious plants, breathable air, and nature has created such a beautiful place for dinosaurs to live in, to grow, to produce. Nature was generous, and the dinosaurs were grateful. It's a hot, sunny day. The Red Mountains behold the radiant sun above the creatures that are just breathing, living and enjoying the last million years they have left. However, little do they know that what will be of Colorado is drifting, changing, and going back to the story it once was. The crystal clean water and the greenish and abundant trees slowly fade away. And million years later, all that is left is red rocks, dirt, and the famous footprints of dinosaurs that today are displayed at the Morrison Museum. Today, the Red Rocks Park is known for its tourism, recreation, and the amphitheater that carries within the records of history and music that build up what has become of Red Rocks Park. In 1880, John Brisbane Walker, the first owner of the Red Rocks land, had a vision. It was perhaps a vision that would mark history in Colorado, an amphitheater. The amphitheater had potentially raised popularity among the citizens of Colorado. The energy that the amphitheater transmitted to its audience was just, well, no possible way to describe that. John Brisbane Walker produced between 1906 and 1910 on a temporary platform. John Brisbane Walker died on the 7th of July of 1933. Although his soul has left this world, his achievements along with the discovery of Red Rocks and what has become of Red Rocks and what it was before will never be forgotten. And today, we all remember its history with great love and respect. That's all. This is Joanna and thank you for listening.
Rocky Mountains National Park is located in Colorado. As you all know or probably heard, this mountain was an inhospitable land while a lot of glaciers shed meadows and peaks. It was formed about 68 million years ago during the Cenozoic, which means the formation of modern continents and the black uplift formed the present. Rocky Mountains and as well was affected by deformation and erosion during the area. In 1803, the United States government acquired the Louisiana Purchase, which includes most of the land that is now Rocky Mountains. Ranchers and hunters and miners and homesteaders made tourists come because the mountains was looking more interesting and beautiful. Spanish explorers and French fur trappers skirted the area during their wilderness forays. The settlements and places like Lulu City, northwest of the park, harsh winters proved inhospitable to grazing, but the abundant bears, deer, wolves, and elk through the trees and the mountains continued to draw easterners impressed by the sublime landscape. The Estes Park Protective and Improvement Association foster local conservation efforts. Those who pull out flowers with the roots will be condemned by all worthy people, they warned. In 1915, private lands dotted the park and many of these hosted guests since the turn of the century. These lodge keepers maintained roads, built trails, and guided visitors into the high country. The earliest managers of the park had a meager budget with which to protect the 358.3 square miles under jurisdiction. As visitation increased after World War I, the simple park facilities in private lodges became inadequate. Rangers built comfort stations, museums, and well-maintained trails to meet visitor expectations during the 1930s. When labor was ready available, millions of Americans were unemployed. President Franklin Roosevelt promised a New Deal and he created programs to put people to work. That way, people could have more jobs. Rocky Mountain National Park young male recruits at 6 camps, built roads, trails, and buildings, put out wildfires, planted trees, and managed predators. In the 1970s, Park Supervisor Perrotin dentists began to manage crowds in the park through assigned backcountry campsites and shuttle buses. Rangers educated park visitors to be good stewards of the park through science campground talks and seminars. And superintendents learn more about the resources through scientific research. Today, an interdisciplinary staff of education rangers, law enforcement rangers, carpenters, mechanics, biologists, administrators, engineers, resource specialists, and volunteers manage Rocky Mountains National Park. It is our goal to keep the park in good condition for you and for future generations. So, the mission of the National Park Service is to preserve the unimpaired, the natural and cultural resources and values of the National Park System for the enjoyment, education, and inspiration of this and future generations.